Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Am I the Jerk is a moral dilemma where we decide if they're the jerk because we listen and we judge.
After we hear the whole story.
After we hear the whole story.
That's
submit
right.
Your Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can email them to us. And this woman, we got a bunch of emails over the weekend of Am I the Jerks.
So, yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. But we got to get into this one.
This is a good one. She wants to be kept anonymous, which, fine. We're having fun making their names on Am I the Jerk, and we're not going to stop now.
Nope.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for asking the bride's parents to help pay for the bridal shower. Hear her out.
To pay for the bridal shower.
Yeah, the parents don't pay for the bridal shower. The bridal party pays for the bridal shower, DZ. You didn't know this?
That's what I thought.
Maid of honor and everybody. Okay, she says, Allie and DZ, I got married in 2021. And my best friend / maid of honor threw me a bridal shower. We had about 30 people in attendance at a cute but modest venue.
Okay.
I was thrilled and so thankful for my bestie for doing that for me. Now it's her turn to get married, and I'm the maid of honor. Cool.
Cute.
However, it looks a bit different this time around. She has over 50 guests on her list, and the price of everything has skyrocketed since I've been married.
Well, you can't control that.
Oh, the only venue in town that can fit that many people is double what she paid for mine. Am I the jerk for asking her parents to help me pay for the shower? Sincerely, a broke maid of honor just trying her best. I love it how she added that at the end.
Yeah.
To make us feel, look, honey, everybody did it for you, and they might not have had money. That's not relevant. Leave out the broke part. We all do this stupid stuff for our friends. We all put stuff on credit cards. Stupid stuff like this for our friends. Some people go into debt for stupid stuff like...
Lord.
And I'm not saying a bridal shower is stupid. I'm saying going into debt for some of these things is stupid in the end. Well, it just makes no sense.
But give it different value when it's for the people you love and value.
100%.
Right? So in retrospect, you're like, Jesus, why is this so expensive? Well, it's because that's what they're charging. And you can't do anything about that. You can keep looking for
cheaper. She has more guests.
Right. And she's got more guests. There's more people, whatever, what have you.
Broke Britney can't afford this.
She's saying,
I can't pay for 50 guests and a more expensive venue. The other problem is, I mean, this is not a what should she do. Because
I go to
get a cheaper venue, do it at a park, figure something out. Because I remember my baby showers and my bridal showers, we did in like community rooms at someone's apartment. Like, figure it out. You don't need to go to a damn, these people throw in restaurant bridal showers. It's not necessary.
We got really lucky and had a friend of ours let us use their house, right? And they had a beautiful pool house. Like, it wasn't even their main house. So it's like
people rent out whole private rooms now. I'm like, this is not a 50th birthday party.
It's not. It really
is. What are we doing?
Doesn't have to be this serious.
This isn't a retirement party.
This isn't the actual wedding, y'all.
But this is not about that. Yeah.
And this is also about the bride's wants. right?
Yeah.
Had you had more expensive tastes, or maybe had you had more people, she would have figured it out for you. Right?
She probably would have. Yeah.
I don't know if she's the only one paying, because we're not here to figure out what to do for her. Right. Well, we're just trying to decide if she's the jerk.
She's not even saying, does the bride parents have money? Are they paying for the whole wedding? Where are they at financially? Because you forgot they're already paying. We're assuming
we're missing.
They're
some
already
details.
Paying for a wedding.
Right. We're assuming that they're already
now
paying.
Now you're
going to
go
lot.
In and ask them for more. Like.
Where's the rest of the wedding party at, right? Like, we keep asking, like, questions.
Right.
It's because we're both leaning towards, this is a little jerky to be asking the bride's parents for bread. But unless they got bread like that.
I understand why she can't afford it. Yeah, that's why I'm like.
She's broke Britney for a reason, right? Like, she's got the name now. But where are the rest of these broke friends? Broke Britney got to have broke friends. They can't all be broke.
You can text or call. People are already texting in. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, the same situation ruined my friendship. Oh, that's Bella in Kenosha. She said she's calling. Somebody said, jerk, she should have told her BFF she's broke. That was Millie Mills.
Well,
Michelle and Butler said it's time for her to reach out to the bridal party to chip in and help pay, but the parents should not pay.
That part. I couldn't agree more. That part. Jerky to have the parents pay.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Ask her to scale down the bridal shower or ask all bridesmaids to chip in. No, she's got to get creative. But the problem is the bride wants 50 guests and she wants it at some. This is when things get out of control. Like, bridal showers don't need to be everybody and their mom.
Yeah.
This is where we start inviting one, then we invite our mom's friends, then we invite our dad's work friends, and this is ridiculous. And I'm like, this is crazy. Come on. Unless you got 90 cousins, no thanks.
And venues be getting so stringent that it's like, even saying bring your own handmade or home cooked or whatever, that might not be an option depending on the venue you at, because they might have their own rules, right? So it's like, we got a lot to figure out, but we're not here for that. We're here to decide. The moral dilemma is she the jerk for asking the bride's parents to pay?
You think she's a jerk for asking them?
I think so. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
But
I can't lie, bro.
No, I mean,
unless they've got money and they've got money to blow, that's different. But she didn't say that, so I can't assume that. It sounds like they might be able to, you know, afford it. Not broke Britney.
Who texted in? Come on, I'm cooking. All these names: bridal shower Barbara, excuses Emily. You guys are wild on the texting right now. 414-533-1037. You guys love giving her a name, and I love you for that.
Yeah.
But coming up next, is she the jerk for asking the bride's parents to help pay for the bridal shower? All right, hold on.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Broke Britney wants to know what to do because she wants to ask. Her best friend is getting married. She wants to ask the parents to help pay for the bridal shower because this one's bigger than hers was. Hers only had 30 people. This one has 50. It's more expensive now, etc. And she is like, I want to ask the bride's parents to help me pay for this.
I'm broke, baby.
I'm broke. Whoever texted in, why isn't the bride and groom to pay for their own bridal shower? That has never been the case. Never in wedding etiquette has a bride or groom paid for their shower. In my 40 years of existence.
The younger you get married, the more common it is. I'll tell you right now. Because everybody's broke, bro. Ain't nobody got money, so we're all
scraping. Oh, and you got married young. You would know this.
We all scraping coins.
And I was in my 30s, and that's why everyone was more established by the time I got married. And in your 20s, you're right.
Yep.
Okay, well, don't make me feel bad for her. You know what? Stop it.
No, broke Britney wrote it. Broke Britney wrote in, and she's standing 10 toes. She said to herself, she's broke, baby.
All right, let's start with Gabby in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Gabby.
Morning, buenos dias.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is broke Britney the jerk for asking the bride's parents to help pay for the bridal shower?
She is.
Ooh, all right, flat out.
She is, yes.
The okay, now,
go on.
They're going to have to pitch in for other things.
Right.
That's not the parents' duties. You were the maid of honor. You were chosen, so there's a reason you were chosen. She paid for yours. Yes, maybe you didn't go the whole extravaganza like she's trying to. Maybe she has a more, like, intimate family, like, it's a larger group than what yours was or however it may be. You had to take that into consideration. You are always allowed to say, no, thank you, I appreciate the invitation to be your maid of honor, but I do not accept.
I don't accept.
Some people have said that, and it's
right.
And some people, it's so awkward to say that, or you don't want to say no because you want to be the maid of honor. You just don't want all the extra stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then what, you know?
Right. But wanting the title. You don't want to do the duty.
Exactly. You want the title, but you don't. You have to accept the financial responsibility and just the overall responsibility, the morality that comes with being that person. You're the go-to.
You know how we propose to our bridesmaids now, like we're getting married to them. Right. It's ridiculous, right?
Right.
So we propose to them, like, will you be my bridesmaid? And it should say, will you be in my bridal party and can you afford it?
Here's the total.
No awkwardness if you say no. Like, here's the total.
Sign,
it's right.
Sign on the dotted line if you can afford it. Right here,
ding,
right
ding.
Here.
A ding a ding ding ding. All right. All right. Thanks, Gabby. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. Bye. She kicks it off, says, jerk.
Robert wrote in on the text line. He said, weddings are too damn much. Wedding party, bachelorette party, bachelor party, bridal showers, wedding ceremony, reception. Skip it all. Courthouse wedding, better honeymoon trip. Either way, still the jerk for asking the bride's parents. Okay.
A lot of people are foregoing a lot of these parties and saving it to the end so you can just celebrate yourselves, but they're not. Clearly, they're not.
Not everybody feels that way. Pull up Abby in Pewaukee this morning. Hi, Abby. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
All right. Holla at us.
Is she the jerk?
I am saying not the jerk.
Okay. Whoa! We split.
Go on.
Go, please do.
So I got married in 2022, and we did a wedding party for both male and female, and both our families contributed because they didn't want it all on our bridal party for the fact that they were already spending stuff on, like, the bachelor and bridal party or bachelorette parties. So I say not the jerk because weddings are expensive, and it shouldn't just be on one person to pay for it.
So it's the
village
mentality.
Well, they've gotten ridiculous. They've gotten so gluttonous, what we do with weddings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Well, and it's about outdoing the next one and the last one and making
it's
sure
wild.
You got the, like, why? This
one
is about
day.
Two people and their union for forever, hopefully, right?
It doesn't become about that anymore. It becomes about all this hoopla. Like, it's about the wedding, but it's not about the wedding.
It's
you know,
the,
it's about all
the
year long
events that you have to lead up for. And it's like, you got to seem busy and crazy, but no, man, Abby's saying not the jerk.
It is a jerk.
It's a huge responsibility. And you gotta, it takes a village, right? It takes a village, even for marriage.
Sure does. Okay, well, Abby says, ask the parents, do it.
Do it.
All right. Love your honesty, Abby. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So the question is Broke Brittany the jerk for asking her best friend's parents to help her pay for the bridal shower? Because she's the maid of honor, and when she got married, it just was a little bit cheaper, she said. Somebody said, I think it's a cultural thing. I'm Mexican, and we don't like asking people for money or to pay our way. Well,
yeah,
Broke Brittany's going to have to ask somebody for help.
Broke Brittany knows how Mexican.
Nope. Anna from Milwaukee said, why is she not asking the other bridesmaids? We don't know, guys. That never got brought up. This is Am I the Jerk for asking the parents.
We got the information
the
we got. We don't know how much parents the
That's
money
all we
have.
Know.
We don't know how much parents the bridal party has. We just know that Broke Brittany ain't got it.
Well, the good news is Bella in Kenosha lost a whole friend over this, and she can relate. So pull her up. Not to enjoy her trauma, but if she's been through it, why not have her on?
That's the good news.
Hey, Bella.
Good morning.
What up, ma'am?
So, sorry you lost a friend over a wedding, but go for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. Well, anyway, another story,
what
another
happened?
Day.
It brought us here to the tiebreaker.
Jerk or not the jerk.
Right. It brought us to the tiebreaker.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say definitely not. The jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not what I thought you were going to say. I'm not going to lie. Not what I thought you were going to say.
I know what was everything that I needed to do, and then it came to the bridal shower, which it grew to be a bigger event than what I had communicated I could pay for, right?
Sure.
And the other people in the wedding party were all in college because we were like in our mid-20s, so nobody had a job except for me. And so I reached out without the bride's knowledge to her parents, who, yes, they had money, saying, hey, I can't afford more, and she wants more. Like, I need your help. And she got so mad at me and commenced me no longer being the maid of honor and us no longer
Stop.
Being friends.
Oh, she kicked
Stop
you up
it.
Out. The-
wait. Hold. Sorry. Let me back up.
Yeah.
You told her that you could not afford to help with everything, and she dismissed you?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, hell. So basically, her shower was more important than your friendship.
Because
you were brutally honest with her and said, look,
a 20-year friendship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you kept it a pocket
and
went to her parents because you knew her parents had the money, arguably, and went, hey, are you guys
money's
by chance?
Devil.
Like, this is your daughter.
Yeah, and they
money
also
made
knew
people
I didn't have the money. They knew that, too.
Right.
They
look,
I was
it's not
broke,
that I don't
want to
be rich. broke Bella. Broke Bella. It's not that we don't want to be rich, but what the heck, man?
Nah, this is wild.
This is why money is...
No, so now I understand.
Someone, ask the parents, girl, and if you end up losing your friendship, well, then it wasn't worth it in the end anyway.
Bella, you're right. Like, you're going to find out real quick if these are people you want to stay in contact with your whole life. Like, I mean, what's more important?
If money's this much of an object and as much of a hindrance, yeah, you don't want these people in your life, bro. What? Bella, way to bring it around. Now I hear what you're saying. I genuinely
Wait, hold on, though. Jules in Greendale, I want to address her text. She said, okay, I'm confused. I thought the bridal shower was taken care of by the mother-in-law or the bride's mother. And the bachelorette party is what is taken care of by the maid of honor and bridesmaids. That's fair, Jules. I have seen that as well. But I've also, usually I feel like a lot of bridal parties deal with the shower now.
Yeah.
And the parents can be, the moms like to be involved, you know? But
bridal parties and family, more the bridal party though, and I feel like in our experience. But
yeah, I don't remember my mom paying for my, I don't know, but that's an interesting point. I just wanted to
hence why that. I didn't Maybe. Have a bridal shower or a bridal party in my wedding.
Hence why y'all shouldn't even be giving this much this attention, bro. Let's just get married and be happy. We give it too much time to get evil. Oh, wow. Wow.
Courthouse, here we come. Okay, Bella says,
not the jerk.
All right.
She's
been through it. Thanks, Bella.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Appreciate you, Sam. Much love. Bye. Wow.
Did you see that going that way?
No. Not at all. But with the experience, with that kind of like background story, yeah, why wouldn't you ask the parents? Right? She wants too much.
Somebody texted in, jerk. If she's complaining now, what's she going to do in the bachelorette party?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Comes around. You guys, why are we mad at her that she can't afford to pay for these extra... Like, she's not... She's being honest. She's not trying to say, screw your wedding. She's saying, I can't afford... This was it. Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
You know what? Not
this
the jerk.
This is decided, not the jerk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.